And I do swallow.
There's a chance that I could probably get Sherilyn Fenn.
I mean, if there's one thing I love, it's a tastefully done lady boy.
Hello and welcome. We are back. It is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast from theballerlifestyle.com. I am, once again, your host, Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the program. Episode 141 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Very, very stoked to have you in the mix. If you would like to reach out and involve yourself with the show, interact with us, you can do so via email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You can also do so via voicemail. Haven't been playing many voicemails lately. I need you guys to step it up. I need somebody to bring some heat on the voicemail. 949-464-TBLS. I implore you to like our Facebook page. Interact with us there. That's one more place. It is called the Baller Lifestyle. So you need to involve yourself in the entire Baller Lifestyle. The Baller Lifestyle podcast on Facebook. A lot going on there. A lot of Harambe-related posting. A lot happening. A lot of stuff that doesn't happen on the show happens on our Facebook page. iTunes, of course. I want you to go to iTunes. I want you to like, rate, review the show. Let us know what you think there. Let us know that you're out there, that you're listening, that you're loving what we do with a 5-star review at iTunes. Even if you're not an Apple person, iTunes is the number one location for podcasts on the internet. So it's good, even if you don't maybe listen to our show there, it's good for you to just go there. Just go there, look up our show, and make a review and a rating. It would help us. And then, of course, patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. That is a place you can go and throw us a couple actual dollars to help us continue to do this for free, relatively free. Joining me now, as always, our very own Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing well. I just have one comment I want to make.
Oh, yes.
Bob Dylan's a real dick.
Oh, the whole Nobel Prize.
Right. Like, regardless of whether or not it's deserved or he deems it, like, you get an award, you say thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
You could say, I find it odd that, there are many other better choices or something. Don't just, like, go MIA and be like, meh, I'm too good for this. Fuck you, overrated songwriter. Yeah, he's had some good songs, but yeah, fuck you.
Yes.
He's had a lot of terrible decades.
He's been around a long time, I'd agree with you. There, he seems to just be a mess. But I will offer this counterpoint, and I don't know, but it's my understanding that Bob Dylan may feel like the Nobel people have awarded him this in order to gain publicity for themselves, and that's why he's chosen not to respond.
Who cares?
But I agree. Yeah,
they awarded you at some point.
Just say thanks. Yeah.
Just say thanks. Doesn't have to be, you don't have to be gushing and spending your life talking about it. Say thank you.
Is it that hard? Do the Nobel people, do they do it? Is it a body of work? Is that how it works? Like,
no, because you
can't
hear of
for what he's done recently.
I should hope not. Starbucks CDs. I mean, there are people who win it because Jonas Salk won it because of, one big thing. So I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, me either.
But whatever. When you're given an award, just say thank you, fuckface. I don't enjoy impolite people.
Concur. That Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. That's a good song.
If You See Her, Say Hello is a good song.
Yeah, yeah. Tangled Up in Blue. This guy wrote a lot of good shit. I haven't checked out what he's written lately.
Nobody has.
Well, I'm sure like middle-aged guys have. Dad types.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know, but point is the guy did do some He had a way with words. And remember when Ed Bradley interviewed him?
Yes.
On 60 Minutes? And it was just kind of, it's kind of funny that the people that are the most revered are kind of like the last to really know. He's like, I wanted to be Elvis. He's like, I didn't want to be the voice of a generation. He's like, I wanted to be a rock star.
Yeah. Didn't work out.
I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah, totally agree. I'm just seeing if we, hold up, Ed.
What's up?
Oh my God. We're loaded for bear with new iTunes reviews.
We did.
Andy in Denver, sex, sports, and news, three hosts, West Coast cool, East Coast literati. I like that you're considered the smart one on here, Ed. Down under, sultry female. Ever wonder about proper urinal etiquette? Hint, your pants should be all the way down to the floor. I don't know about that. What athletes should you hate? Ortiz, Bryant, and of course, Schilling. Do you think old movies are good? Wrong. Which bachelorette had plastic surgery? They know. Guests like Travis Rogers, who is saving lives by naming babies. You'll want to be their friend, but they don't need you as much. Well, this is very lengthy. As much as you need them, they'll make you a better person. I agree. Andy in Denver.
Thank you, excellent. Andy. Excellent.
Hold on. Now that I realize that there's a couple more, I'm going to read them all. This one's from someone called Light Dork. Oh. This is funny as all get out. This guy's from the 50s, apparently. Been listening for a couple years now. Finally decided to give props on a review for y'all, Texan. Oceanside transplant by way of Aliso Viejo, so we keep it local, bro. Oh, stand corrected. The Baller Lifestyle World headquarters happens to be in a place called Aliso Viejo. So
shout out. Okay.
You might run into me, guy. Took me a few episodes to figure out the vibe and cadence, but been hooked since. I listen on headphones during work and I always crack up when Brian talks about off-color material and he totally lowers his voice almost to a whisper. That tends to make people uncomfortable. Classic. I was born in Jersey, so I appreciate Ed's take and accent.
What? Do I have an accent?
A little bit. But Kate is the siren all the way. I was rolling when Brian with a Y. Brian was giving her a hard time saying tattoo. You guys are the best. Big ups and much love. And one more. This is from our buddy Super Lee. We know this guy. I just found this podcast, got caught up over the course of a week, and now I'm anxiously awaiting the next episodes. Very funny, harsh opinions, but accurate opinions, intelligent, but not Dennis Miller. Ed Daly is effing on point in almost every episode. The only time he was off was when he was drunk in a bathroom during the draft.
That was like 3 years ago.
These guys have a great partnership.
I could not breathe in that. It was like so stuffy, and yes. Michelle's parents were outside. And I was like sweating, and it was like echo. It was the worst, but it was way better than going outside and spending time
totally.
With the
animals. Well, that one went on a long time. Updated 10/20/16. In the last 2+ years, this podcast has gotten even better. Oh, this guy's gone back and edited. In the last 2+ years,
referencing 2-year-old. Right. Okay.
This podcast has gotten even better. The pop culture segment allows me to know what's going on with whatever The Office is talking about. Daily's Choice is an excellent conversation starter, and the occasional special episode, movie review, Travis Rogers interview, draft, etc., are always a midweek highlight. Thank you very much, Super Lee. Wow, excellent reviews. Guys, be like them and go do some reviews. Cool. Outstanding work. Thank you.
Yes. And we'll have some special episodes coming up. We usually do some sort of movie at the end of the year. We've got another special one planned with our good friend Jason.
Yep, that's coming up.
We got some good
probably
stuff
next week. Yeah, absolutely. I really, really need this election to be over, Ed.
Yeah,
I'm just desperate for the end
just
of this.
Running on fumes.
It is just so. It's just been, you know, in other countries. I think I heard maybe Holland. They nominate and elect. You can't start running more than 6 weeks before the election. They nominate people 6 weeks before, they fucking make an election happen, and then it's over. These things go on. As soon as she wins, she's going to win. As soon as she wins, she's going to start campaigning for the next fucking election. Yeah, this is why I hate politicians.
And the other thing is, like, we're not going to be over with it. Like, the stage is set for fucking another couple of months of, you know, calls of corruption and all kinds of bullshit. It's like, oh, please, Well, he's not going to let it end. He won't let it end.
Well, this is going to become his new business. He's going to start a network, and he's going to talk about how he got fucked in the election, and he's going to be a pundit, and he's going to have his own Trump Fox News, which probably was the play from the beginning, right?
Either way, I want it to stop. I want it to stop.
Yeah, I want it to end as well. Okay, some emails. Oh, this is something that somebody tweeted us and I thought might be good for the show, so I didn't answer it on Twitter. This is from loyal listener, Almighty Dollar, at Almighty Dollar on Twitter, who writes, guys who spell Tom with an H, like thom instead, ballers or bad guys? Ed, what are your thoughts on that one?
I think if you want to include the H, you don't get the hard T. We call you thom.
Yeah, thom. Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like, that's it. That's fine. You can do that. But then you're thom. You're not Tom. You're thom.
I remember as a kid, the TV show Riptide, which was like kind of like a ripoff of Magnum. They're always trying to capture
Airwolf,
the magic.
Magnum, yes. Riptide.
They had a helicopter.
Hardcastle, but McCormick. There was like a whole bunch.
Yeah, they had a helicopter, but theirs was a piece of shit, and they and it was two bros, and they were like kind of swinging dicks. One of them, Perry King, and the other guy, I can't remember the other guy. I can picture him, but they had like a quirky buddy character, and the actor was played by Tom with an H something, and it used to drive me crazy because I was a little kid, and I'm like, Thom? I never heard anybody called Thom. Like, what's this Thom? What kind of name is this Thom? And it's pretty douchey because it's not like the two Jeffs. Like, if you're Geoff, you have the misfortune of having parents that hated you, and they spelled your name weird, and so you have to be that spelling of Jeff. But Thomas and Thomas, there's only one Thomas. I suppose you could be Tomas. That's a different name,
right?
So if you're Thomas, what makes you be the Tom that keeps the H in there? I don't understand.
That's right. It's your decision to make you Thom.
Yeah, you've chosen to be Thom.
I have friends named Tom that their full name is Thomas. Right.
Yeah. Right.
No, I wouldn't call him Tom if it was Thom. I would
call him Thom.
He would be Thom and he wouldn't be my friend, but yeah.
Yes. I don't I've known many Toms in my life. I don't think I've ever known a Thom, and I'm planning on keeping it that way.
Yeah.
Excellent question, Almighty.
Good question.
Here's another one. Oh. Ed.
What's up?
This is from Rights of Bill. Hello, ballers. Please keep me in your thoughts and prayers during this time of year as we have kicked into full holiday mode at Casa de Bill. That means for the final 3 months of the year, my home will be invaded with Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's decorations like a packed bus direct from Aleppo. And since my wife is a very festive person, that means we don't have a sign on the front door. Or just have a sign on the front door, maybe a wreath. We have fully themed rooms all around the house that turn my home into a museum. I have less permission to touch things than Donald Trump at Lilith Fair. Let's hope I can last until January, when maybe I can arrange some sort of accident at the storage facility after it's all put back. He continues, but I need to weigh in. Is that your phone making that noise?
It's vibrating like crazy. I've gotten 40 texts. Yes. I don't know what to do.
We're gonna get a million calls about this. Or,
you know what? I kept text. It on vibrate. I mean, that's what I do. I don't. There's no ringer.
Yes, you got to put it on a soft surface.
It was on a soft chair. I threw it across the room.
Oh, thank God. This reminds me. Are you guys big decorators, Ed?
Big is incorrect, but I gotta say that
my wife does decorate.
I have no problem with some festiveness. I mean, I love a good tree. I love the smell of a tree for Christmas. I mean, we've got kids. We've got one of those, you know, what do you call it? Skeletons hanging on their door.
Yeah, yes.
You know, some jack-o'-lanterns, stuff like that. But, like, I mean, each room seems excessive. We don't have a wreath. Some people need to cool it with the big blow-up things on their yard.
Oh, agreed.
But I do like if I'm in a neighborhood seeing some Christmas lights up, not like Ned Flanders Christmas Vacation style. Like lights. I like festive things. I guess you can go overboard, but I do enjoy some festive things.
My neighbor, that reminds me, my neighbors last Christmas, they took down all their decorations from their house, and then they had like zip tied up, like at the second level on like a little railing, they had zip tied a little wooden like reindeer sign, and it said "Happy Holidays." And they probably didn't notice that they left it up there, but they probably noticed a couple days later, and just that was last Christmas, and it's still up.
No.
Yeah, it's been up the whole year. Now it's all faded and looks like shit. Like, they could have put it back out this year, but the old man was too lazy to get the ladder out and just go up there and snip those zip ties off and take that thing down. And now they got an old, shitty Happy Holiday sign. And my kids point it out every day when they walk up.
Well, he's got an early start on this year. My buddy, one of my buddies said in high school, he and his friend used to collect all of the neighborhood, like, lawn ornaments and stick them all on their other friend's front lawn. So there would be like 30 things from the neighborhood. They'd be like, "What happened to my thing?" And then it would all be on his friend's front lawn. He'd get in trouble for it.
What though? My whole, I love that, by the way, though, the thing I recalled in reading Casa or writes a Bill's email here is that just after high school, I was hang out at this guy's house. It's a buddy of mine. Guy I used to know, and we would chill out in his room, and I was a pretty aimless kid at that point, and we would just take thousands of bong hits, and we would just be doing rips in his bedroom all day long. And his mom, for some reason, his mom like didn't have any sense of smell or something. There was some issue though that she had some sort of issue, which I think that's what it was. She did not have a sense of smell. So she would never know that you were smoking weed. And she was some kind of aerobics instructor or something. She was always in like leggings and leg warmers and stuff. But I remember it being like Christmas time, and she would come home in between her classes or whatever. And you could hear her. She had like Christmas bells tied to her shoelaces to be festive for the season. And you could hear her bling, bling, blink, like walking down the hallway, and we would know to put our bong away. So sometimes those decorations do work out in your favor.
Yeah, she was like a cat signaling with a little bell.
Clink, clink, clink. Yes, totally.
One thing I will say that it aggravates me more than anything when it comes to the holidays is, Monday is Halloween, and after Monday, and this has been the case for my entire life, advertisers will start talking about, you know, there'll be Christmas Black ads. Friday. There'll be Christmas, and people want to be like, "Oh, Christmas this year!" They're bringing it up so early. Like, that's just the way it is. Move to fucking Israel if you don't want to hear about Christmas. Like, that's for 2 months. You're going to hear about Christmas. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, you're also going to hear about the war on Christmas. And people are fucking after Christmas. They're coming for Christmas. They don't want you to enjoy Christmas.
Yeah,
there is a fucking war against it.
They're about a couple blocks from me. There's somebody who has like a bumper sticker stuck to his front, shitty front door. It's like mostly apartment buildings, and this guy hasn't sold, and he's got like a regular one home.
Like the guy in Up.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. And he's got a bumper sticker stuck to his front door that says, "Keep Christ in Christmas."
Oh my God.
So like it could be April 14th, and "Keep Christ in Christmas" is up
always.
There. Good job, buddy. You did it.
What a douche. Okay, now it's time to get to it. Rites of Bill continues. Oh, thoughts and prayers, by the way, Rites of Bill. Also, an addition, because I keep thinking of these things, our friend of the show, Travis Rogers, he has a major decorating issue at his house. His lovely wife, who I happen to adore, she has wreaths, plural, for every holiday.
What do you mean? I thought it was just Christmas.
No, President's Day, 4th of July, Valentine's Day. Turns out there's wreaths available for literally any holiday you can think of. And this poor son of a bitch, Travis Rogers, his garage is fucking stacked with bins of all manner of decorations. And I think at one point last Christmas, he counted more. He was sitting in his recliner, whatever, sitting in his living room, and he took a picture of his living room, and he's like, "Count the Santas." And there was something like 30 visible Santas in his living room.
I mean, this is where you can, I'm just saying, I like some festivities. Sure. I like,
yeah, I get it.
I like the holidays. I like it. I'm not one of these people who's all bummed out. Like, I like it, but 30 Santas would be problematic.
It's a few too many. Okay. Now, you know it, you love it. It's time for Daily's Choice. Hit it.
Daily's Choice. It's a choice I made. Daily's Choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Here we go. It's the game that's sweeping the nation. I will recap for new listeners. This is a game we play here, invented by listener at Rights of Bill. He imagines a world where Ed Daly, who's announced that if he's peeing next to a famous person, he will for sure check out their dong.
Yep.
He gives Ed a Sophie's Choice of sorts, where he walks up to a middle urinal. There's a famous individual on either side, and he only has time to glance at one pecker. Here we go. Round one.
Great game.
The vice presidential round. Tim Kaine versus Mike Pence. Who you got, Ed?
This is a gross one.
Yeah, it is.
Kaine, I feel like he's one of those big goofy guys that probably has an enormous hog and it's largely unused kind of thing.
Yeah.
Pence intrigues me for a different reason. That guy's got so much disdain for homosexuality.
Yes.
And for women.
Hates women.
Makes me think he's into something, whether it's beating himself up, mangling himself.
Yeah.
Or more likely, maybe he's got a little mud on the helmet, a little brown ring.
No, could be.
So I'm just going to see what's doing over on Pence's side, because he's a fucking creep, and who knows what he's up to, and there might be something interesting / disgusting. Tim Kaine is probably just a big goofy dick.
Mike Pence, you would need to check out, although it might be tough for you, because one minute you see him at the urinal, the next you realize he's wide stancing it in one of the stalls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the best when after, was it Congressman Larry Craig or Senator Larry Craig? Congress?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, Senator.
Senator Larry Craig from Idaho.
When he held his press conference and brought his grandkids and like was saying like, yeah, I just have a wide stance. And he's like, he's like got his hand around his grandson. While like, how does that work for the grandson at school the next day?
Yes.
Hey.
Very awkward.
I saw you on TV with your grandpa. How's that stance coming along?
I just wish a guy like Larry Craig, who was very obviously gay.
Yeah.
I just wish we lived in a world where he could live his truth.
Of course.
That's all I want.
Utah? Montana? Yeah. Something like that?
Idaho.
Yeah. Like a week later, I was down in D.C., and like getting breakfast somewhere, and my buddy taps me, and Larry Craig is like right next to us in line, wearing a Hula shirt.
Oh, great! That's like, fantastic.
Hey, look, it's Larry Craig, and he was just, yeah. Hey, no big deal. Nobody saw me for the last 2 weeks on TV or whatever.
Okay, yeah. Round two, unwelcome fan round. Steve Bartman with his comical 80s earphones so we can listen to the game on a transistor radio.
Yeah, the foam ones, right?
Yeah, versus Fireman Ed, Jets fan.
Well, I watched that 30 for 30 on Bartman, and it was just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I felt
for he was such a huge fan.
He just loved the team, and he did what every single person with those seats would have done.
Yeah, of course.
And they interviewed all the people around him. They're like, yeah, I was trying for the ball, but luckily I didn't hit it. And Moises Alou was a real piece of shit. It's a real piece of shit for showing him up.
Yeah, he really was. This is a guy who pissed on his own hands.
Yeah, as for Fireman Ed, one time a coworker that I was friendly with. He was a big Jets fan. I guess he just had nobody to go with. And he's like, hey, I got tickets to the Jets-Colts playoff game. Do you want to go? And it was the second row, and it was right in the section where Fireman Ed was.
Oh, shit.
And every few minutes, he's on somebody's shoulders, and he's doing the J-E-T-S thing. Jay-Z was right in front of us, and like Jay-Z and his boys were looking at each other like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
And he was the absolute worst. So I would look over at Bartman and hopefully the guy has a huge dong and life has been treating him well since then.
Since he had to escape to London.
Is that where he went?
He had to put in for a transfer at the office and get sent across the pond to to escape. I might go,
Fireman's such a
douche. And there's nothing worse than the guy who's like the homegrown mascot of the team. I mean, I could end it right there, but there's nothing worse than the guy that's the homegrown mascot of the team and then gets in some sort of dispute.
Right. With the team.
With the team.
What was the reason he felt like slighted, like they owed him something.
He had somehow been disrespected when they never asked you to fucking wear your construction hat and your jersey and get on TV. They don't like you. They tolerate you.
Remember we did the story about Ragnar? Yes, he's the worst version of Ragnar because at least they invited Ragnar onto the field, so they wanted something from him.
Yeah.
I mean, he was still a douche, but Fireman Ed is just a dude in the crowd who's really interrupting the game for everyone around. Like, he was right next to us screaming and doing his, hand motions. Yeah. It's like, leave. Go away. I don't even care about the Jets. I'm just sitting at a game, and you're bothering the shit out of me.
Free ticket. I'm here just drinking a few beers, watching the game.
Yeah.
Being cold. But that said, Steve Barman, I would feel like I was violating him. Like, he's been through enough. That's I don't want to check out his junk.
That's true.
It's cool, buddy.
I was doing it just to hope I would find something good. Because you know what? Like, in the world, if the rumor gets out.
Yeah.
That guy's having a good, he's having a good life, right?
Great. It's the great equalizer, Ed.
Yeah.
Okay, round three, final round, workplace loser round, Michael Bolton, the character from Office Space, versus Les Nessman, who taped off his own office on WKRP in Cincinnati. Underrated, great sitcom.
Yeah, I was on Hulu the other day. I saw it was on there, and I was thinking, I might have to check something out, because I did recently go back and watch when we were talking about monsters. I showed an episode to the kids. It was an uneven episode, but they were digging it. Don Rickles played a random robber in the episode.
Shut up. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was like a young Don Rickles. He was still bald, but like he was young, and they were robbing them. I think it was Halloween. And they were robbing they tried to rob the Munsters, but then they were all freaked out and whatever. But I would like to check out WKRP. I think there was Nessman. I would assume Bolton was just kind of average Joe. Nessman was pretty weird from what I can remember.
I feel like he'd be packing a hog.
Yeah, I think something weird would be going on with that dude. I would check out Nessman.
I feel like it would look a little bit like Les Nessman, too. I feel like it might have some glasses on, like the same sort of haircut. Yeah, there's all of the above. Pocket protector. Okay, excellent job. Writes a bill. Come on.
Baby's choice. It's a choice I make. Baby's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
It's a great game. It's got its own music.
Good song, good game.
Unbelievable. Okay, we got a lot of stuff to get through. Let's burn through some of these stories, Ed. What's happening?
Former Florida State criminal football coach Bobby Bowden spoke at a rally for Donald Trump yesterday in Tampa. He went with his old foghorn leghorn delivery and said, "We got to win this doggone thing." And he did his whole folksy thing, and he then rambled for about 10 minutes. I listened to it. It was hard to take. He said, "I was born in 29, World War II. We had great military back then. Trump wants to rebuild it." And then he started tapering off. He was talking about teachers and doctors, which doctors are going to be people that Trump tries to prevent coming to the country. But and then he goes, "November 8th, that's the kickoff. That's the kickoff. November 8th. He kept saying that. And then, after a couple football-like references, then he talked about driving the ball and needing to score a touchdown. Lot of football references. And he said, Aren't you tired of are these other nations embarrassing us?" I'm not sure what he was going. He went back to the military, back to football.
Canada?
So, Brian, on a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised are you that an 86-year-old football coach would lose focus and ramble on about football?
He looks pretty good for 86. I'll give him that, though. When you said 29, I was like, how fucking old is this guy? Like,
He was like saying, he was trying to talk about how good things were. He goes, back in the day, things were great. Like, when I was a child, we were in the Depression. I was like, well, that wasn't considered great by pretty much anyone.
Yes.
That was the Depression.
I like this whole notion of rebuilding the military. We spend more on the fucking military than we ever have. There's no, right. They're like not scrounging for money for the fucking military.
Right. Yeah, we've got jets that cost more than states.
And luckily, we have the two most hawkish candidates for president that we've ever had. So I don't think the military has to worry. How about if a good way to rebuild the military would be to elect a candidate that doesn't want to have foreign aggressions for no reason and get Americans killed. How about that? Let's rebuild them by bringing them home.
Bobby wants to turn back the clock and make America great again, like the time he suspended Ernie Sims for the second game of the season. Like, he had punched his girlfriend in front of the entire campus, just beat up his girlfriend, but they were playing Miami week one and then directional school week two. So he's like, we're going to suspend him for week two. Nobody said anything about which week I was going to suspend him. I said he's suspended for one game. Oh, what a principled man. And he was such a dingbat. The last, like, 10 years of his career, he didn't even wear a headset. Like, yeah. Jimbo Fisher was pretty much their coach for, like, those 5 years before he went. And he just wouldn't wear a headset, and they'd interview him at the half, and they'd be like, hey, what do you think about so-and-so's injury? And he's like, he got injured? I didn't know that. Fucking dope.
He was really damn old, and they were trying to force him out for a few years there. That Jimbo Fisher's a weird looking dude.
Now, instead of Foghorn Leghorn, Jimbo does, he's like a tweaked version of it. He's like, nah, 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 nah. Look at my eyes, so far apart. Nah, 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 nah.
He's got fetal alcohol syndrome, and he's got the hair plugs, and it's just a bad deal all the way around.
Really?
Okay, Ed, what else is going on?
Well, here's a heartwarming story about a boy and his dog. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte posted a picture on Twitter, cute picture of his dog in a birthday hat on October 23rd, 2014, with the caption, 8 years ago, Carter was born. I love you, little buddy. Happy birthday.
Carter?
Yeah, that's a weird dog name.
Yeah, it kind of is.
October 23rd, 2015... he posted a couple pictures of his dog with the caption, 8 years ago to this day, my handsome son was born, Carter Lochte, 10/23/2007. Happy birthday, buddy. We got another eight. Then, a couple days ago, October 23rd, 2016, Lochte posted a picture of his dog with a Heineken bottle. 8 years ago, this handsome son was born. You deserve a beard, buddy. Ha ha. JK. Many more. Now, Brian, I know it's never really mentioned with swimmers, but should they start testing them for CTE?
I want to know. Maybe he's crashed his head into the wall a few times.
Yeah, like, you know those flip turns? If you're doing backstroke, yes. Maybe you didn't know the wall was there?
Totally. Or maybe chlorine poisoning or something. But more importantly, who the fuck is following Ryan Lochte on Twitter?
Oh, he's handsome. I'm sure there are girls.
I mean, he is good looking, and he's probably
right. And his star is fading. Like, that's a move. Like a thirsty girl.
Yes,
might be looking for the private message.
Well, there is that whole way down, way up thing.
Right.
Like,
right.
I was at a resort one time, and I was outside, and I was like just checking in. My room wasn't ready or something, and I was at the bar, and I looked next to me at the bar. And there was Sherilyn Fenn.
There you go.
And I was like, you know what? Like, and she's a little bit older, and she was definitely not the Sherilyn Fenn I remember from the early 1990s. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm above her on the sexual attractiveness scale right now. Like, there's there's a chance that I could probably get Sherilyn Fenn.
But if you were single and like you just thought, you know what? I'd like to take a shot. That's fair. That's fair. Totally. So that's what I think.
Totally. Yes.
Dudes who think maybe Lochte still has some growing to do, and they think maybe they have a shot.
Right.
But he's very handsome.
Yes, he's good looking. Okay. What else? Happy eighth birthday for the third time to Ryan Lochte's dog Carter Lochte.
Ha ha. JK. Many more. So after a game last week, Patriots head coach Bill Belichick went on a lengthy rant about the league-mandated devices in the press conference, where he said that the Microsoft tablets suck and he's not going to use them anymore. Microsoft released a statement saying, "We respect Coach Belichick's decision, but stand behind the reliability of Surface." And then then the league responded in typical douchey NFL fashion. Microsoft is an integral strategic partner of the NFL, and implementing their technology on our sidelines has increased the efficiency and speed of collaboration between coaches and players at an all-time high. Translation, Microsoft paid shitloads of cash for the endorsement. Brian, it's 2016. Why is Microsoft still a thing?
I mean, I'm starting to love... Obviously, I hate the Patriots and I hate everything about Boston and everyone from there. But like all God-fearing Americans, but this Belichick, he does not suffer fools.
He threw that thing in the garbage on TV. Like, he threw the tablet.
He does whatever the fuck he wants. He wears cut-off sweatshirts. He does not give a fuck. And he's right. He went to use the Microsoft thing, and it crashed, and there's no apps. It's like, I got to do this, like, start menu thing down here. And it's like, my Word document fucking crashes my whole computer, and it didn't save. And it's just like everyone else that's ever used a Microsoft product. Like, this is the exact reaction you would expect someone who's being forced. Like, you ever have a job where they force you to use that Dell Microsoft computer? It's the worst job you've ever had, because they use bad technology. And that's,
yeah, it's embarrassing to use that stuff.
Like, this Bill Belichick, I'm watching him slam it down right now. He's just going, where's my fucking iPad? Like, an iPad would work right now, and he slams it down. Good for him. Yeah, good for Bill Belichick.
And I did hear, like, in passing, I saw a headline pop up somewhere that Microsoft stock is at an all-time high.
Is it?
I mean, I just don't understand. That's not part of my life.
They have, like, a lot of the market is the thing.
Yeah, but still, it's got to be fading, right?
I mean, I'm just not in tune with them or their products.
Yeah, monsters.
But I think that they're just still everywhere with their Surface tablets and their Windows 10.
I accidentally saw a minute of one of these pregame shows Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It was not intentional. But
Boomer Esiason?
Yeah, I was in the kitchen. It was one of those networks, but I was in the kitchen, so I wasn't by the remote. But they all have the Microsoft, like, tablet on their desk with the big Microsoft label. Like, yeah. They've got all the pregame shows just, you know, proudly displaying the logo. And it's like, this is embarrassing. You're all using shitty technology.
I like how the players aren't allowed to wear their Beats headphones. They all want to wear Beats because those are the cool ones to have.
Except for Russell Wilson.
But Russell Wilson wears the league-approved Bose, and he's like out there like, look at me with my Bose and my Microsoft Surface, and he is like all in. He is on board.
Yeah, or they fine D'Angelo Williams for wearing, you know, like, pink cleats when it wasn't October because his mom died of breast cancer. They're like, hey, you are going to ruin our league with that kind of behavior, honoring your mother.
Yeah, if your socks aren't high enough, that's 10 grand, buddy. Douche. Pull those socks up. Okay, Ed.
Last one. This is a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Rhode Island Preteen Football League kicked out one of its teams after the coach reportedly allowed an adult to play in the game this weekend. The player was an older brother of one of the players who were in seventh. It was full of seventh and eighth graders. One of the parents said, I could zoom right in and see the facial hair, said parent Kevin Stockwell. You know, most 13-year-olds are starting to get facial hair. This gentleman had full facial hair and arm tattoos.
He did. Oh, my God.
Guy had a sleeve, and he was supposed to be 13.
See? Rhode Island, Pats fan, Boston.
Yeah, exactly. Brian, I just think this would be a fun discussion. If you could play a full game against 13-year-olds. Now, we are past our athletic prime in some ways. Strength prime, we're probably in a good shape here. How many yards do you think you could rush for, and how many turnovers do you think you could force? Full game.
Well, I would probably get pretty tired. And also, some of these 13-year-olds can get kind of big.
13?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
That's still, like, There's a lot of filling out to do. They might, you know, you might have some kids who have had growth spurts, but how many thick 13-year-olds are there?
Yeah, I'm pretty stocky, and I've got pretty strong legs, and I feel like I could run these dudes over. I could probably get 6 or 7 touchdowns and over 400 yards and about 12 or 13 sacks.
Yeah, I would. I could probably
sack them on every play because they couldn't block me.
Yeah, I mean, I would think they would just try to run away after the first couple plays. But still, I think I could force 10 turnovers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though they run away, like, you're going to get there sometime.
Yeah.
And then
you can just
rip the ball out. And then, yeah, I was thinking I would try to – I think I could realistically try for half a thousand. I could go for 500 yards and 10 touches.
Did you see my guy Joey Bosa last week?
He's actually pretty good.
That guy's a beast. That guy's an animal. Good thing they kept him out of the lineup for the first quarter of the season. Yes. Yeah, he really learned. I remember when I was a freshman and I was on the freshman football team and some guys like didn't make the team or I don't know. I don't remember people getting cut. But for some reason, there were some guys that wanted to be on the team that weren't on the team. And they went and like played Pop Warner. I remember somebody told me they're like, oh yeah, these guys. And they were like, Pop Warner was, you know, they had aged out of Pop Warner. But of course, there was some slimy Pop Warner coach that got some, you know, birth certificate shenanigans going. So these older kids could play with, you know, a year younger or whatever. And I thought that was so fucked up. Like, why would you even want to do that?
Well, I gotta say, just thinking about it, I would like to just play Pop Warner like tomorrow just to see how it would go. Well, but for fun. But this is ridiculous. What for the Pop Warner coach? Like, I mean, do these people think these games matter?
Yeah.
I mean, I know as a coach of first grade soccer players, some of these parents really think it matters.
I will say this. A couple years ago at the Rose Bowl tailgating, I was. Played a little touch football against some kids, and I kicked off my flip-flops, lined up in the slot.
Wait, you played barefoot?
Well, I was on the grass.
I thought you were tailgating in a parking lot.
I didn't show up planning to play football, so I kicked off my flip-flops, lined up in the slot. I ran a post to the corner, caught a touchdown pass. I have to admit,
I was feeling
pretty good about myself. Like, that little 9-year-old, he couldn't check me. I just went right past him. Yeah,
and plus,
a good feeling.
Have you ever seen a 13-year-old boy that wasn't an asshole?
No, they're all fun.
It would be fun trucking these kids.
They need to be put in their place, that's for sure.
Like, while you're in the backfield getting ready for the handoff, just pointing at the kid you're going to truck, and then just do it.
Here I come. Look out. Ed, an Amherst Junction. I don't know. That sounds like Pennsylvania.
Sounds made up.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be on Pine Valley or something.
That's one of those shitty towns that they need to come up with a new name because real estate is being brought down. So they're like, oh no, this little half a quarter mile is going to be Amherst Junction now.
Sunny Hills. this woman was charged with disorderly conduct after allegedly smearing peanut butter on several vehicles parked outside what she mistakenly thought was a Donald Trump rally. Christina Ferguson, 32, was arrested on October 17th after disrupting what was actually a meeting of the Tomorrow River Conservation Club.
Oh, no.
Anti-Trumpers. According to the complaint, Ferguson entered the meeting, which was being held somewhere on Monday, holding a jar of peanut butter and yelling at the club members about how much she hated the presidential candidate. Be better if she had the peanut butter all over her genitals.
Who's got a dog in here?
Yeah. Ferguson left the meeting after being asked to do so. Well, she's very compliant. But after a few minutes, one of the members suggested they check the parking lot to make sure she wasn't doing anything to their vehicles. Wow, this person had a premonition, intuition. They went outside and they saw it, Ed.
What'd they say?
The woman was drawing peanut butter dicks all over their cars. Quote, peanut buttering is better than firebombing, and Trump plans on firebombing everybody in other countries, she said. After the deputy explained to her that she'd actually interrupted a meeting of a nonprofit conservation organization, and that it was not a political meeting. She apologized and said she was just fed up about the entire election. I get it. Not shockingly.
It's pushing us all to do extreme things.
Totally. Not shockingly, Ed.
What?
This chick, Christina, she blew a .218.
Oh, man.
That's pretty wasted.
Healthy amount of booze.
Fortunately, everybody had a laugh about it, Ed. Fortunately, it wasn't chunky peanut butter, so the vehicles didn't get scratched, said Chief Deputy Dan Contos. Ed, should we create a new almost hero category for this very drunk woman?
Yeah, because her intentions were very good.
Totally. Like,
I'm not saying you have to be a Hillary supporter, but if you are at a Trump rally, there's a 100% chance you're a terrible person.
Right.
100% chance.
Yeah.
You cannot, there's not one decent person who's at a rally listening to that guy's bullshit for the last year and be like, yeah, let's cheer him on. They're 100% terrible people.
I get that there is a cross-section of people in this country that are gonna pull the fucking handle for the Republican no matter what. Right. Who it is. They just always will. Their dad did. Their grandpa did. Their great-grandpa did. It's who they are. They are always going to fucking punch the card for that guy, whoever it is. But getting up and going to a fucking rally is kind of like being in Munich in 1938. You know, right. Like
bring their favorite books to burn.
It's just, it's one thing to sort of go along with it, and it's a whole other to fucking get out there and raise your hand.
Right. People may be holding their nose and voting, but people who are going to a rally are not holding their nose. They're going because they're terrible people.
That's right. Trump's going to lose my state by 30 points, Ed, so I'm free to vote my conscience.
I saw Republicans were mad because he was starting to campaign again in Virginia.
And they're
that's
great.
He's polling at 27%. Somebody goes, if he set Monticello on fire, he would still be at 27% in this state.
I read that. he's campaigning in places that he has no chance of winning, that don't matter.
Tim Kaine, when he was added to the ticket, like that was the official lockup that state. Like there's no reason to spend a dollar in that state. He was not going to win.
Of course not. Okay, here's another one, Ed. A Kansas House leader said Thursday that her intent was to criticize Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. When she called Adolf Hitler's words profound in a Facebook post. Quote, great quote from Hitler in that video, Speaker Pro Tem Peggy Mast.
Wow.
The number three Republican in the Kansas House posted to her Facebook page Thursday morning. Please listen to it closely. His words are profound. Let's start using discernment.
Wow.
Ed, this woman who is apparently not seeking re-election, which is probably a good idea.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Did not return phone calls. She did, however, take to social media when she said in another Facebook that her intent was not to compare Planned Parenthood, the country's largest reproductive health provider, to the Nazi leader, and that she was not in any way agreeing with Hitler's words. Oh. Ed, was it wrong of us to assume she was agreeing with Hitler's words just because she said they were great and profound?
It's amazing. I mean, we've brought this up many times.
Yeah.
You just leave him out of it. And anyone who brings him up in any way in a positive, like trying to compliment his words or just say anything good about him, you need to be removed from whatever job, whether it's making fries at McDonald's or an elected position, because you are too stupid and you are a danger to everyone around you. You cannot be that dumb. You cannot be that dumb.
You just don't have the good sense to do anything.
Right. How are we supposed to keep you, trust you around hot oil making fries at McDonald's if you're dumb enough to bring up Hitler?
Exactly.
You can't be trusted with anything. You should have your license revoked.
Totally. Agreed. Don't bring up Hitler. Ed, you're a happily married guy.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, sometimes these things just don't work out.
Sure. Happens.
And it's it's nobody's fault. Maybe you've grown apart. A lot of times you're not the same person you were at the end of the marriage. that you were at the beginning of the marriage. Take, for instance, this story. A marriage in Saudi Arabia lasted just 2 hours because the bride broke an agreement not to share pictures of the ceremony over Snapchat. I'm not saying this guy had a reason, but I am saying this guy had a pretty good reason to think, have some regrets. The groom, upon learning that images of the wedding had been sent to female friends of his new wife, immediately filed for divorce. The agreement not to share pictures or video of the ceremony was apparently a binding one. The bride's brother told Saudi Daily Okaz, "There was a prenuptial agreement between my sister and her fiancé that said she would not use social media applications such as Snapchat, Instagram, or Twitter to post or send her pictures. It was included in the marriage contract and became binding. Regretfully, my sister did not honor the pledge and used Snapchat to share pictures from the wedding with her female friends, resulting in the shocking decision by the groom to cancel their marriage and call for the divorce." Ed, sounds like this brother might have to honor kill her.
That's right. Isn't that a move?
Like that is a move.
Just snuff out your sister.
Ed. Well, she's like embarrassed him.
There was like a model, right, that got snuffed up at her by her brother for just because she was modeling.
I think it mostly happens in Pakistan and Afghanistan, but I'm sure Saudi, we know how they do it over there.
I'm still confused. Isn't Snapchat just for dongs, like for sexting because it disappears?
It used to be. It was just dongs before, but now it's like Kylie Jenner's lips and shit. Have you noticed at the top of your Instagram,
I've like ignored. I know they're trying to do that. I've ignored every single one. Like I'm not tapping on it. Like I don't. I understand it exists, but I don't understand the value of something. If you think it's worthy of disappearing tomorrow, or in an hour or whatever it is, to me, like then it's probably not worth me seeing. I don't care about something that's not worth putting up there.
I have caught a little accidental nipple on there. If that'll sway you. At all.
Who? What?
I mean, I've seen a little accidental nipple in some people's pictures on their Instagram stories.
I think that's fine. I think if you want to post food pictures, put them up there because I'll never have to look at them.
That's right.
Somebody posted a food picture yesterday.
Did you see those pork chops I made last night? Those things look pretty
good. I mean, I love pork chops, but like, come on. Have some fucking pride.
I finished... frying those up, and I was like, man, these look good. I'm going to take a picture. And I go, you know who's really going to appreciate this? My close friend Ed Daly. He's really going to enjoy this.
Put that in the top section, and then I'll really follow that.
I made my first one of those videos the other day. It was of my kids. Okay. One last story, and then we got to get to the real news. Ed, you have been known to fancy a Thailand whorehouse.
Yes, I have.
And although it's been well documented on this program that you were not able to transact,
there was some communication
any kind issues. Of sexual activity in an establishment,
attractive ladies in there
that exists specifically for the purpose of giving foreigners hand jobs.
Yeah, but I told you that she was trying for something else, and I just was not in an easy kind of mood.
Yeah, you don't want to take it. You
didn't
want
to. I didn't have protection. I didn't want to get into that whole thing. I was not in an easy mood. I got the green light for one thing and one thing only. Yes.
Yeah, that's all
I was gonna. I was gonna abide by it.
You were a quarter of the way in, not 100% in. You weren't all in. You weren't pushing all your chips into the table. You were just moving a small stack out there.
That's right.
Well, Ed, luckily for you, degenerate that you are, you weren't in Thailand for the last 10 days because the red light district had to shut it down in a show of mourning for their beloved king who just kicked off 88-year-old monarch Bhumibol Adulyadej.
Can you imagine if you were there for a week of adult activities? Like just a week. Sorry. Everything shut down.
Yes. I was one time sitting with a couple of guys, a couple of older gentlemen, and the one gentleman had been to Thailand in the past, but he was just saying, oh, yeah, it's great. It's beautiful. And then the other gentleman leaned in and looked at him across me and said to him, so tell me, how do you do Thailand right?
Oh, that's so creepy.
I got very uncomfortable and I stood up and walked away. Well, apparently you weren't able to do Thailand right the last 10 days because this guy was so beloved that the hookers decided, hey, we need to mourn for this guy properly and we will not be given any New Jersey tourist hand jobs. Entertainment was apparently banned for 30 days with popular tourist attractions like the Full Moon Party canceled, with tourists urged to follow locals by also wearing black. Pictures taken on Soi Cowboy and capital of Bangkok show sex workers who usually wear brightly colored bikinis dressed instead in black as they looked for customers. Well, they only observed 10 days of the 30 days because they felt like it was what the king would have wanted, Ed.
Sure, he would have.
Sex worker Lek said, "It's still very quiet. Everybody is sad because the king died, but we have to keep working to make money. There's nothing else we can do. We have to go out and find the customer for money. We are wearing black dresses and boots to be respectful. We don't normally wear big boots like this. Thailand is too hot." Another quote, "Maybe in 2 weeks we can get back to normal. We have to make money again for lost time," transsexual Noi 24 said. "We love the king. We love our country. The army understand this, and they are letting us get back to work again." This is nice of the army.
Yeah, that is nice.
"The bars are open, and the ladyboys are back. We're open for business, and we want the man to come see us, Ed." Well, it's weird that he made it so specific like that. Most of us wear black now. Black underwear and black dresses. We still have to remember the king. Ed, is there any better sign of respect than a transsexual whore donning his/her black lace panties in your honor?"
That is delightful. It is amazing that king died of old age and not murder, because Bangkok, it's a cool place. Like, there's lots of cool things to check out.
Didn't they just have a coup attempt not that long ago?
Yeah, but they are so dirt poor and like 10 feet away from the fence or wall. The king's palace is like great. In the middle of the city.
Yeah.
And everybody else is in these shitty tuk-tuks, and it's pollution and chaos everywhere. And it's like, this guy's in a palace like, yeah, fuck all you people. Like, everyone is so poor. And nobody murdered him. I don't understand.
It's crazy.
I was thinking the day I was there, I was thinking people would murder him.
They love him. They're not only did they not murder him, they stopped giving HJs for 10 days out of respect.
But I do like, I mean, if there's one thing I love, it's a tastefully done ladyboy.
Oh, agreed. So beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. It's another buddy of mine wasn't as lucky as you, Ed. He found himself in a situation where he thought he had brought home a beautiful woman back to his hotel in Phuket, maybe somewhere, might have been Bangkok. And only once he arrived, did he realize that he had made a grave mistake. And of course,
I wanted to go back to her.
And I was like, dude, you knew. You were just drunk, but you knew that was a dude. And he's like, no. He's like, you would never in your life have been able to tell. You would not have known. There's no way.
I mean, to get to the point of bringing him back with you, like now you're getting really close and you're spending some time.
Yeah.
But there are some that definitely take examination. Like, it's obvious. It's often the head turner. You're like, who is that? Oh, that's a dude. That's a dude.
It's often the head turner.
Yeah. Often the head turner turns out to be a dude.
That's great. Okay. Ed, so lucky are we tonight that we get to the real news section of our show, the pop culture segment, and we have our very own pop culture correspondent joining us. It has been a while since we've seen her, and we're lucky enough to have her on the show today. Everybody has missed her. She's been mentioned in our iTunes reviews. She's everywhere except on our show until tonight. She's back. Kate McManus, Fancy Sauce, joins us now. How you doing, Kate?
What a welcome. Hey, wasn't I here last week?
Were you? Well, we've missed you anyway.
I think I mean,
we're happy to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's great.
Missed you guys.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So, Liz, before we get into it, a lot of people have been reaching out, having questions for you, and we have a couple.
Sure.
We have another
Let's do it.
F Mary Kill from Ish.
Love
Ish
those.
Really likes doing these.
No, this is Ish's favorite game.
I enjoy them too.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, let's hear from Ish. Hey, y'all. Rites of Bill's musical intro to Daily's Choice inspired me to make an intro for FMK segment. Stay tuned. Oh, okay. Well, we'll await that, Ish.
Teaser.
It's be tough to top Rites of Bill, though. Here is this week's FMK. Okay, Kate.
Okay.
This is for you. Ish likes putting you in sexual circumstances, and you're back there now with an FMK. Here we go. Fuck, marry, kill. Kirk Douglas, Don Rickles, or Jerry Lewis? Kirk Douglas, very old. One of those guys that's
What is this?
Super good looking back in the day. And also had to change
Spartacus.
He's a Jewish guy. His real name's like Murray Zipstein or something, and he had to change it to Kirk Douglas, and he's very good looking, but very wee. I think he's probably like about 5'5".
All right, you sold me on I'll have sex with him.
Okay, you'd fuck Kirk Douglas. And then your next two are Don Rickles and Jerry Lewis. Now
we know where this is going.
Both these guys are near death.
I would probably who's richer? Probably Jerry Lewis.
He probably is richer, but not as funny.
Doesn't matter. They're mad old.
Okay.
I'm gonna marry Jerry Lewis.
And kill poor Don Rickles? He's so funny. He's a national treasure.
What?
How could you do that?
Oh my God.
Kill a Don Rickles.
What if I killed Jerry Lewis?
Okay, that'd be better.
It would?
Yeah.
Jerry Lewis is an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Well, I want his money, so that's where I'm going.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Didn't see it going that way. Interesting.
Yeah, I thought you were setting up the easy choice.
Yeah. Interesting. Wow.
I have to be
controversial. The guy played a Nazi clown. He needs to be killed.
She is from another country, though. She's never seen Three's Company. I don't know how familiar she is.
I thought only the French liked Jerry Lewis. Yeah,
hey, I don't like him. I just want his money.
Yeah, fair enough.
Don Rickles is a delight.
Genius. Real talent.
Murdering, you know what? I'm in full agreement. You fuck Spartacus.
I'm gonna help Don Rickles. I'm gonna give him like a hot shot and help him die with dignity.
Oh, so sweet.
He needs to live forever. He was on Kimmel like a week ago.
He was at the Dodger game last week, sitting front row with Larry King.
Well, you guys can both marry him.
Yeah,
he said that he and his wife this alone is good reason to marry him.
Now
he and his wife regularly go out to dinner with Bob Newhart and his wife.
Yeah, they're like best friends.
I would love to hang out with Bob Newhart.
Best friends. Also, he was also very close with Frank Sinatra.
Well, maybe I'll change my mind and maybe I'll have sex with him.
Yeah,
he has plenty of money.
Yeah, you should have sex with Don Rickles. Okay, and now we have life coaching to do. A lot to catch up on here. Brian Ed Fancy, life coaching. My fiance just decided to dump me. So I am single for the first time since I was 23. I'm now 27, and man, has the dating game changed. Are you fucking kidding me? My friend, you're a baby. My friends talked me into downloading these apps like Tinder, Bumble, etc. I'm sure you really had to be talked into it. So I'm on a couple of them, and it's amazing how many different types of women are on these apps. I can only imagine. My big question is really simple. How do you tell which chick is a nut job and which is not? Usually their profession is listed, so maybe you could revisit the top jobs that attract psychos. I'm obvs not looking for anything serious right now, but I also don't want to get robbed or stabbed when I wake up and tell her that, and I'm going to go, when I wake up and tell her.
You knew it was heading in this direction.
Right. When I wake up and tell her, he had a superfluous and in here, so it screwed me up. When I wake up and tell her that I'm going to go play golf, best, Reed in Houston. Well, first and foremost, Reed. Terribly sorry about the end of your engagement.
Same, but honestly,
I'm gonna say sorry and congrats.
Bullet because dodged.
Yeah,
if she's cutting bait while you're engaged, she was probably not going to be a good person when you're going through tough times a decade from now.
Yeah.
So
also the cards are always stacked against you when you get married to someone you've been with since you were 23.
Yeah, totally.
It's, I mean, it can work, but
except the chips
are stacked.
I got married.
Yeah, it's, it works out sometimes.
You're the
for
like
sure.
exception.
But Reed, you have dodged a bullet. You see, a guy like Ed was, yeah, he was in his early 20s, but Ed has been like 43 years old his whole life. Like this is a guy.
What are you talking about?
This is a guy that's very set in his ways. He understands who he is. He's not one of these guys that needed his youth for that.
You're saying Ed matured early.
Yes, Ed was very mature at a young age.
He matured early.
Yes, but you, Reed, you are such a young man. This is such a gift to you because
it really is. You can go out and really find out who you are.
Has there ever been a better
via
time?
Via all those dating apps.
Has there ever been a better time to be single?
Let's talk about how he can tell if these women are crazy.
Okay.
Okay. A good indicator is.
Kate will know this.
A good indicator is the pictures. Okay.
Right.
Bathroom selfies.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Holding the camera and taking a picture of themselves in a full-length mirror, also no.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Gives you a full body shot because...
Any, like, selfies that are taken where they're holding it above their head, so it's a weird high angle.
That means they're fat.
No.
That's 99% of the time that means they're fat.
Also, if they don't show you any full body pictures...
Fat.
Cleavage shot only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they show you their big fat tits. That means they're fat. You need to see. They need to have a bikini shot available somewhere.
Fat girls need those.
It's okay.
Too.
It's okay to be a little overweight. I don't mind that. That's fine.
All right. What are some other indicators?
Well, I don't know. I've never been on one of these dating sites. Anybody that's too eager.
Anyone that has cats.
Owns cats. Yeah. But if they're like ready and they're like hitting you up and then maybe you don't respond right away because you're at the golf course. But then they're like, whoa, get back to me. What's going on? Anyone that's too eager, huge red flag.
I think it's a bad idea to get into dating with the idea of it could be something serious or long term. Like just go into dates like they're dates and be upfront with who you are. Like you're into golf and every correspondence with the show brings up golf. Let a girl know that if you're on the first date with her, let her know you're really into golf. So you don't reveal it in date number 6. And then it's like, well, why are you all of a sudden into golf? Just that's who you are.
But also don't look for a chick that's too into golf. Cause then she's always going to want to play golf with you. And you're not going to be able to go out with your
and
mates.
When you want,
definitely don't
come,
get into a chick that
issue.
Wants to go jogging with you.
No, that either.
No couples exercise.
No exercise together.
Can you know how I feel about couples exercise? I hate it.
Yeah, same.
Reed, this
just
is...
Go and date. Have fun. Use it to find out who you are,
this
what
is,
you like,
this
what you
is
don't
an opportunity.
Like. Yeah.
You're a golfer. You love to golf. You caught a touchdown pass from Andrew Luck in high school.
Right. You're
Reliant
a goddamn
Stadium.
Hero.
You're a goddamn hero. You're a contributor to this show. You've shared with us something that is a very big, this is a huge thing to do that you've come out and brought this to our show. I'm honored that you would seek our advice because this is a really big life moment for you. And I say this without a hint of irony. Fuck the pain away. Get out there, have sex with lots of different kinds of girls, chubby, skinny, all the races. Redheads, Australian, do it all. Get out there, make it happen. You'll feel a lot better. And then you'll meet somebody eventually. Get married when you're like 35. 35 is a good age to get married.
Don't even think about finding the one. Just go and live your life.
Yes. Find the one for tonight and maybe tomorrow. Thanks for that, Reed.
Good
I appreciate
luck,
it.
Reed.
Yeah.
We're
excellent,
pulling for you.
Excellent life coaching work right there. A really, really good question by Reed. Guys, feel free to reach out. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Let us know, hey, I'm going through something. I have an issue. We are good at giving advice.
Twitter is also a good place to meet people.
That's true. It is true. Slide into their DMs. They can get to know you that way. And maybe this, you know, maybe you can distinguish yourself a little bit with your words.
That's right. All right.
Okay. What else?
Let's get into the news.
Yeah, we need to know what's happening in the real news.
We have a celeb divorce. Kate Beck. I think we actually broke this news.
Yeah, we probably did.
Right after TMZ.
Yeah.
A few months ago, Kate Beckinsale and her husband, director Len Wiseman, have pulled the plug on their marriage, citing Wiseman actually filed, citing irreconcilable differences. And his documents state that both he and Kate have waived any right to spousal support, which suggests a pretty good chance there was a prenup in place.
Yeah.
So Kate Beckinsale will be on the market.
Who's got the money there?
Because
pretty much only acts in movies that he directs.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably maybe 50-50.
Yeah, equal. I'll tell you what, this Kate Beckinsale, I'm not usually a fan of breast implants. Ed, are you, first things first, you're familiar with Kate Beckinsale, right?
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan, although I can't remember seeing a movie of hers. Like, I don't know. I must have seen a movie of hers, but like, isn't she into like weird vampire movies or something like that?
She
did
some series of those with her husband, Len Wiseman.
Yeah, I found Underworld.
Her hot, but After Dark?
Underworld?
I don't know.
I don't know. But like, she's definitely hot.
Some movies that I would never watch.
She is super hot. She's really attractive. And I'm not, like I said, I'm into a natural look. I'm into real breasts.
Hey, Reed, you could hit up Kate Beckinsale. They're real if you can touch them.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so that happened. I have some great news.
Yes.
Justin Timberlake. Hashtag not a fan. He's the worst.
He sucks.
Could go to jail for 30 days for taking a selfie in a voting booth, which is a big no-no. JT posted a pic of himself back home on Monday at the polling place. But Tennessee law prohibits voters from taking pictures or recording conversations in these polling booths. So we'll see. I doubt he's going to go to jail. A
couple things here. I have some
thoughts. Also, that's a stupid law.
I have thoughts on this.
It's a dumb law.
It's so dumb.
Also, I mean, it's in theory, I understand if you're intimidating or recording people while they're voting. You're taking a selfie. Like, who gives a shit?
This country is full of stupid laws.
We're going to imprison Justin Timberlake for taking a picture of himself in a voting booth.
Right. But he's gone free on so many other heinous crimes.
Completely fine with him ruining The Social Network. And we're completely okay with him planning and performing in his own wedding.
Right. And all those skits he does with Jimmy Fallon.
Awful.
So awful.
He's married.
Jessica Biel.
Yeah, that chick with the square shoulders and round ass.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Huge Loser.
They have a kid?
Yeah, they have
They
have a baby.
Divorce countdown. We should do a death pool, but for divorces.
Yeah.
Let's write that down.
End of the year.
End of the year, we're going to do a divorce pool.
Who will be divorced? Oh, that's a good game. I'll play that.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I call this one. I called Jessica Biel and Justin.
I don't enjoy this.
Oh, I do. I love it.
I don't want to celebrate in people's misery.
Relationships run their course, Ed. Maybe they're happier that way. Who are we to judge?
You're doing a whole lot of judging on this segment.
Maybe they're dodging bullets like Reed in Houston. Buddy of mine. Reed hit me up to play golf one time when he was in town, but I wasn't around. It was like Labor Day weekend or something.
He'd probably embarrass you, though.
Yeah, he's probably good at golf.
He's probably really good.
And I'm not good at golf, but that's okay. I got a bit of a slice. So, Reed, next time you're in town, hit me up again. We'll play. Okay, buddy? I'm looking out for you. Okay, Kate, what else is going on in the world of pop culture?
All right. I don't know if you've heard of this guy, Huge Loser, and the guy a lot of old white guys want to be the next president, Donald Trump, once boasted about trying to pick up actress and beard/wife of John Travolta, Kelly Preston, in a blog post expressing condolences to her and husband, John Travolta, on the tragic death of their teenage son. It was recently reported. This is the quote from the blog. "I've always respected people who were loyal and faithful, which brings to mind Kelly Preston. A long time ago, before I was married, I met Kelly Preston at a club and worked like hell to try and pick her up. She was beautiful, personable, and definitely had a lure." He's so gross.
Yeah, he's great.
Anyway, sorry. Apparently she didn't give him any
my condolences any on the death of your son. Hey, remember that time I tried to fuck you?
Right. God, he's the best.
Like, maybe do separate blog posts.
Yeah, I feel like we only have like a couple more months left of Donald Trump being newsworthy. So I'm kind of like, we gotta make the most of it.
I felt that way in 1988. So I'm not willing to agree with that statement. He finds a way to crowbar himself into the news.
He definitely. Well, he says shit that provokes
people. We've heard all the shit at this point.
He's going to continue to be around.
We've heard it all.
Yeah,
it's not a novelty anymore.
Fair enough.
All right.
Yeah. What else?
Speaking of D. Trump, Billy Bush's big break in New York has officially been broken, leaving the TV personality no choice but to pack up and head back to L.A. According to Page Six, the 45-year-old... By the way, we should have played a How Old Is This Guy with Billy Bush.
We did last week.
We did?
Yes.
How old did I think he was?
I think Ed said 35 and you said 40.
Oh, now it's all coming back to me.
Yes.
Anyway, he purchased a luxurious Chelsea townhouse after he was hired on the Today Show. And just a month into his East Coast gig with Bush's infamous Donald Trump take leak.
Yes.
Leading to his official firing from the Today Show, he's had to dump his house.
Maybe he should have rented.
Maybe. I guess he was unable to, or he was able to reach a multi-million dollar settlement deal with NBC.
This is my...
So it's all worked out. It's all worked out for Billy Bush.
I want to sulk away in shame with a $10 million buyout for something. Like, I'm happy to be. If there's somebody out there that hates me and wants to pay me $10 million to stop doing this show, I will happily take it.
Please.
Yes.
Somebody hate us that much.
Yes. That's...
I have some sports news.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk sports.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Former NBA star Scottie Pippen.
Oh, good looking guy.
51.
Really handsome guy.
Has filed papers in Fort Lauderdale, Florida last week after discovering that his 43-year-old wife, Larsa, had been spending too much time with Georgia rapper Future.
Whoa.
In the document
Ciara's
filed,
ex.
He asked for full custody of their four children, as well as an amendment to the couple's prenup agreement. And applied to take the family back to Chicago, where he hopes to land a gig with ESPN.
Oh, really? Not with that face.
Yeah, so no sooner had Scotty filed for divorce from his wife of nearly 20 years.
Yeah.
That rumors swirled she was involved with hip-hop artist Future. And on Tuesday, Future posted a cryptic message on Snapchat saying, "She's mine now."
Wow. What a Sancho.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems like that Scotty and Larsa have maybe reconciled.
Well, I don't think he wants that Future to get his lady.
Yeah.
Maybe she came to the realization that he's the most overrated player in NBA history.
Yeah.
This
Larsa Pippen, I'm not completely familiar with her, but I think she's pretty attractive.
Yeah, she's best Anyone friends with is Kim way, Kardashian, and they've got a very similar aesthetic.
Joe Kim Noah is way too hot for Scottie Pippen.
So there's a rumor. Mm-hmm. This is a rumored story I read at one point. Scottie Pippen was in every way inferior to Michael Jordan, except one. Supposedly, this Scottie Pippen has a massive cock.
Just when you thought we weren't going to mention dongs.
And the rumor has it that back in the day, whenever they would play in New York or LA, Madonna would send a car to pick up Scottie Pippen after the game.
I'm familiar with this.
And bring him to her penthouse so he could slay her.
For the fifth quarter.
With that massive dong of his, and it drove this Michael Jordan crazy. It was something that he just didn't, that Scotty had on him. And this Michael Jordan's so competitive to the point where Michael Jordan even said to Madonna one time, "Hey,
try me out.
How about, you know, maybe give me a shot?" And she's like, "There's no way you can do to me what Scottie Pippen does." With that big old Pippen dong of his, that Arkansas black snake. That's just a rumor. I don't know if it's true. It's something I read.
Yeah.
It's a rumor that's been going around. I could be wrong. But
that's a nice segue into my next segment, sounds actually. Like
Lars is having some divorce dick regret.
Maybe.
Where she's like, yeah, this future was fun for a minute, but
it's got Larsa, is that Slavic? What kind of name is
Larsa? No, I think she's like some sort of like Lebanese or something.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I'm not sure exactly. Very attractive, though. Okay, continue, Kate.
Opening for Amy Schumer at Madison Square Garden Tuesday night. None other than Madonna. Oh,
Madonna.
Offered to perform oral sex on anyone who voted for the Democratic presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton. Madonna said, "One more thing before I introduce this genius of comedy. If you vote for Hillary Clinton, I will give you a blowjob," she said, before bringing out Schumer. The singer showed that nearing her 60s has done nothing to curb her famously raunchy outlook. She said, she followed it up with saying on Twitter, she said, "And I'm good. I'm good. I'm not a douche and I'm not a tool. I take my time. I have a lot of eye contact. Yeah. And I do swallow."
Oh, I believe that.
So gross.
I believe that.
Madonna, it skeeves me out.
I really hope I didn't just step on that last thing that you said, because I'd want to use it at the beginning of the show.
And I do swallow.
Good. Perfect.
More information than you ever wanted to know about Madonna.
Madonna, like, look, she's an older
Madonna's
woman.
Madonna's nearing 60, and she wants you to know.
I bet she gives a fantastic blowjob.
Also, who says I'm not a huge fan?
Yeah.
Who says I'm not a tool?
I support her being who she is.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I like her being sassy.
I don't know.
Totally.
I feel like the way she talks, she's trying to be like, speak like the kid.
She's a little annoying.
No, but she's been like that her whole career. Like, I respect that. She's never changed who she is.
She does her own thing. And I bet she's been around the block. She's an older woman.
I just feel like she tries too hard.
She may or may not have been with Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Jose Canseco, a lot of those
guys.
Warren Beatty. Just the list goes on and on. And these are guys that get a lot of women. So they're not going to spend a lot of time getting average blowjobs. They want exceptional blowjobs. They want ball play. They want a little teasing. Maybe a little dropped finger here and there, like a surprise finger.
Brian,
I don't know. Like, where'd that come from? Whoa.
Stop. Seriously?
That's the kind of shit Madonna knows how to do. That's why Madonna offers you a blowjob. Like, my vote is for sale. I don't have a dog in this fight. Other than I don't like this Trump guy. Either way, I'll vote for whoever she wants for a blowjob from Madonna.
I vote for Hillary.
You're not a citizen.
It's true.
You can't vote.
That's true.
You don't have a vote. Is that?
I would like you to vote for Hillary on behalf of me.
I'm not going to tell you who I'm voting for. That's a secret.
So rude.
It's a secret for me. I got the absentee ballot over there. Okay, is that it, Kate?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Excellent job all the way around. Ed Daly, fantastic job.
Good job, everybody.
Kate McManus.
Yeah, good job.
Great work. Thanks. Great to have you back. Hopefully we can see you again soon. It's great having you on the show. People missed you. So, for both of those people, for Ed Daly, for Kate McManus, I'm Brian Beckner. This has been episode 141 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.